Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. On the line with us now, we have former governor and now Senator Rick Scott. And at least 50% of the time, I inadvertently call him governor, so it's my fault. I almost did it right there. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Good to have you.
You didn't call me governor.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm full service.
Right, and you cover a lot of different things. We have so much to get to, but I did want to make sure that we started with the thing that was really the biggest surprising news is the sudden passing of your friend and, very, very powerful and famous Senator Lindsey Graham from the state of South Carolina. How is the Senate handling that, and how are you handling it?
Well, it's sad. I came back on Sunday make sure I'm back working. Here's a guy that's just spent his whole life as a public servant, served in the military, built relationships all over the world, was a true patriot, and then he's gone. You can't replace Lindsey quickly because there's nobody here that has spent, he traveled all the world with John McCain. He's got a great relationship with Trump. So I saw him usually Monday night. We took our first vote at 5:30, and he would, he would tell me about some trip he just took. Like he just got back from Ukraine. He's going to be missed, and just a good guy. He came down campaign for me when nobody did it back in 2018. No one thought I could win the Senate race, and he supported me when I ran against McConnell. He's a loss. His sister got sworn in yesterday, so she'll serve out his term, and there'll be a race. So we'll see.
Major institutional knowledge. A long-standing and staunch representative. What's that?
His relationship, Andrew.
Yeah.
He put so much time all over the world in building his relationships, and he would, he would tell you exactly what he believed, but he was never rude about it. He just said, "This is what I believe." So he's clear.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I was appreciated. Certainly, like anybody, I didn't agree with him, all the time. But I felt like, this is a guy who understands the things he's talking about. He's a reliable source of information. Where he stands. And those are things I always appreciate in somebody who's, an elected official for sure. We've had a lot of news happen in the last couple of days, and I want to cover as much of it as we can with you. Last night, the Democrats blocked the passage of the next National Defense Authorization Act in the Senate.
So you can't believe this. This is a bipartisan effort. The National Defense Authorization Act is passed every year for 60-some years. So it's a one bill, one committee that we actually have. It works on a bipartisan basis. We negotiate all amendments without the media, so it's clearly a bipartisan effort. So instead of grandstanding, and then the Democrats in the middle of Iran war have said they don't support a military. It doesn't make any sense.
We hear all the time from the military about how these concurrent resolutions, the threats of government shutdown, the ongoing budgetary issues for years, make it almost impossible for them to make long-term plans and engage in solid contracts for the years. Jeopardizing the NDAA in this way over what is, it's an NDAA, it's a military-related question, of course, the legitimacy of the Iran war, but this does nothing good to help our country when it comes to the military being able to fund operations and make plans, right?
No, first off, we have a separate issue. One, besides the policy, besides what we're going to focus on, what we're going to invest in, things like that. That's what this does.
Right.
And we put a lot of effort. Republicans and Democrats put a lot of effort into the National Defense Authorization Act. Separately, October 1, we'll decide whether we fund government or not. Republicans are all on board funding government. Democrats said they don't want to fund government. And what that does is say, either we shut down government, that's one, or two, if we use a continuing resolution, that means we're stuck with spending money the same way we did the year before, which means any new military projects, we don't start them until we finally pass a budget, which could be months. I mean, this is not the way to run government. But the Democrats don't care. This is all about, they think this will help them win in November. That's all they think about. That's all Chuck Schumer's focused on, is win in November.
It's no
way to matter what happens to American public.
It's no way to run a government. It's certainly no way to run a military, in my opinion. So I agree with you about that. Yeah. Big news last night. The House passed in an overwhelmingly bipartisan way. 300-plus House members voted for the daylight savings time standardization to allow for daylight saving time to be, you know, the standard that we don't go back and fall back. You have been working on this since you were the governor. You signed the first bill that asked Congress to let us opt in to that. And now if this passes in the Senate, it'll be done. Is it going to pass in the Senate?
I'm going to keep busting my butt to get it done. If we have a vote, it'll pass. So if Thune calls it up for a vote, I think it's going to pass. The question is going to be whether he's going to call it up for a vote or not. I can't imagine it doesn't pass. When you look at how it passed the House. And here's all it does. It gives our states rights. It says, you know, Florida, you want to use daylight savings times all year and don't go back and forth, you don't have to. Then some other state that wants to use daylight or standard time, they can do that. So, you know, we like sunlight in our state. We'd like to be able to, you know, to go out and enjoy the sun after we get off work in our state. It's very popular. So I hope it passes. I'm going to do everything I can. Bernie Buchanan was a real staunch supporter and got it passed out of the House. Now we've got to get it done over here in the Senate.
Yeah, I've same exact view, because I thought it was the way the law used to work, or the way the law works currently, is you can opt to be on standard time all year round like Arizona does, but you cannot, as a state, opt to be on daylight time year round without special permission from Congress. And that always seemed screwy to me. It seems like if you're going to give the states the ability to choose, you should give them the ability to choose either way. And this would just make it fair so that states could choose exactly what we want to believe. The policy question of whether it's a good idea or not, I mean, we may do like we did in the 70s. We may implement it and then change our minds right away. Who knows? But it should be our ability to make that choice, which is, you know, what you've supported all this time. We're talking to Governor Rick Scott. Senator, you just filed a bill called the Safeguard Kids Act, which would protect, kids K through 12 from risks from artificial intelligence. We could talk all day about the variety of these risks, everything from addiction to cheating on tests to seeking therapy or relationships from AI to mental health and bullying issues, sexual issues where, you know, pornography and the manipulation of images. What does your act want to do?
Well, first off, the American public is scared to death of AI. Some people believe it's going to kill their job, and some people believe it's going to kill their kids. What the Safeguard Kids Act does is allow our schools to use federal education grants to teach the kids about the risk of AI and permit schools to use federal grant money to provide mental health counseling for issues arising from the use of AI chatbots. So it basically says that you can use your federal education grants deal with the harm of AI. And that's basically what it does. I'm optimistic I can get this passed. It's a logical bill. It helps our schools spend the money they want to spend the way they want to spend it.
You know, I was reading a really interesting piece the other day and made the case that if you just tell kids that phones are bad, which they are for them, if you tell them social media is bad, which it is for them, and if you tell them that AI is bad for them, they won't do anything. But there were a handful of documentary/movies that if you show them what it is doing to them and how they're being manipulated, they're much more willing to change behavior as a result of that. And look, if schools need to show these kids these movies, I mean, great. Use the federal dollars, do it, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, I think a lot of us are very visual. Movies teach us stories sometimes better than books.
Oh, yeah.
I like both.
I do too. I know. But especially, you know, with the short attention span and the way kids are these days, you know, get them where it works, right? That's, you've got to work within their framework. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, turns out that you got caught up in the Jack Smith surveillance network again. I guess he was reading your text messages. Is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, so here's what it makes you mad. So think about my life. I built the largest hospital company. Clinton didn't like the fact that I was fighting against Hillary care. So he targets my company. The Biden, at the end of Trump's time, when Jack Smith goes after he gets put in, he's looking at my text messages, right? And then during the Biden years, they steal my tax returns and release them publicly. And the company that did it, Booz Allen, has never been held accountable. Mm. So if they can target somebody that ran one of the top 50 size companies in the country, if they can target somebody that's U.S. Senator, then they can target you. So this has got to change. That's why I've been very vocal on FISA. We got to be able to surveil foreigners, but we've got to have some standards here before they surveil Americans. There's clearly a deep state here, and they believe they're right and we're wrong, and this has got to change.
It's like a dozen other things. If nobody is afraid of being held accountable, they will do whatever they want until somebody pushes back, and that's true across the board for all sorts of folks. Senator Rick Scott, as always, thank you so much for the time this morning and all the different things that you're working on. I really do hope that we get the Daylight Savings Bill passed Senator Thune brings it up for a vote. But again, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again soon, and keep up the good work in Washington.
All right, see you, Andrew.